Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today is Mrs. Romina Wong. She's the director of cruises at Aranui Cruises in Tahiti. And first and foremost, Romina, very welcome to this interview.
Thank you, bro. I'm very proud and happy to participate to your program, and especially focus on cargo cruise or cargo traveling.
Yes, it's first and foremost, I have to say also to our viewers here that I have been thinking about the Pacific Islands for a long time. Whenever the weather is bleak here in Northern Europe, I always think about islands in the Pacific. So I came to think about Aranui Cruises. I still haven't had the chance to travel with you, but for my viewers here, I would like to ask a few questions about the cruise line that you have. Can you tell me, when did Aranui Cruises start its business in the Pacific?
First of all, this kind of voyage was seldom. And we started as a straight transport company, just for cargo freight from the 1950s up to 1984. Okay. Where from that date in 1984, we put cabin for passengers. Okay. Then the company decided to have one part for cargo and one part for passengers. And since 1984, okay, we are doing about 40 years. This year, we're going to celebrate our 40th of cruising.
Okay, that's quite fantastic. And I see you have a model of the vessel, I believe, behind you. So that means it's a combined cargo and passenger vessel. How many cabins do you have on board this vessel?
This is our fourth vessel with cruising with okay. passengers. This new one is called Aranui 5, and this one has 103 cabins, and it can take 220 passengers on board.
Wow, that's incredible.
The difference, I think, with all the other cargo cruising or traveling transatlantic, is that we have our own program, and we created along with the transport activity, this cruising activity, and we cater to the passengers as okay. The vessel goes around the islands, then our passengers go off and then the whole day and come back at the end of the day. So okay. we create the activities along with what's available on the island with the islanders. So we do really have a lot of relation with the islanders.
I can understand. Yes, no, it's a fantastic way of traveling. I mean, I travel myself pretty much by cargo ship. My dad's a sea captain, retired, and when I was very young, I traveled with him. And actually, this year even, I went to South Africa on a cargo ship. So, of course, it's totally different. Your service is much, much more, let's say, specific and luxurious, I'm sure. Tell me, the hub for your Aranui cruises, the hub is in Tahiti, right? That's kind of the headquarters?
Yes, the headquarters is in Tahiti. However, we do have representative in Europe, mm-hmm. In United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand.
Okay.
So if you type up our website, you can mm-hmm. see all those representative, and then you can contact them or send us message for whatever information you need.
Okay.
So our web is has everything. It's quite extensive with agent, travel agent, tour operator.
Yes. Yeah. So you have travel agents around the world that can book with you. And can you also, as a private person, contact you, or will you refer them to the local travel agent nearby?
Either way. It
okay.
really depends on the customer. Sometimes people are very used to work with their travel agency in terms of booking the flights, the lodging, pre and post. No matter, we work with agency tour operator. Or
right.
if some other people prefer to do themselves, we can also take their reservation just for the cruise.
I understand. When I ask about the headquarter and the hub, so the Aranui cruises, normally you go out from Papeete. Is it Papeete or what is the main place called?
Okay, all right. So we are located in South Pacific called French Polynesia.
Yeah.
So our straight, if you look for the California coast, United States, straight 8 hours down to Tahiti. So okay. I believe a lot of people come from Europe, Germany, Sweden, Holland. They go through Paris to London, then Los Angeles. Los Angeles is their usual route.
Okay.
Then in Tahiti, which is the main island, we have about 222 islands in French Polynesia.
Okay.
They are French territory, and right. Then all of them are inhabited. But in French Polynesia, population is only 270,000.
Right.
Most of the people live in main island Tahiti, and after that, some island around Tahiti.
Okay.
Of course, I heard that the most famous island in South Pacific is Bora Bora, but then normally mainland for Bora Bora is Tahiti.
Right, so I understand. So a typical trip would be flying into to Tahiti and board the ship there, and then go on various cruises around to different islands.
Exactly. So in French Polynesia, it's they kind of are separated in different archipelago, north, south, east, west, and all that. So the north side island are called the Marquesas Island. Yeah, that's how it is. It's five archipelagos. They kind of divide it. So our main route was going to from Tahiti, cross the Tuamotu Islands, which is nearby Tahiti, and up to the archipelagos of Marquesas Island.
Okay.
And so for a whole week, we will visit six islands every day and then come back again to Tahiti. So in 12 days cruise, you'll be visiting eight islands. So it'll be a different environment for sure, because over here is very tropical.
Yeah.
So of course, also my job to kind of describe this most attractive tropical lifestyle for you during winter, cold winter, come by to South Pacific.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of European coming to French Polynesia.
Okay.
And we have great European market, stronger than American market, and then mostly from France, then next to and around country, like I would say next week is Germany. A lot of German come to French Polynesia, Tahiti to take the Aranui cruises to go to the island and back to Tahiti.
Right.
So this is our first voyage. We have to service the Marquesas Island because first of all we started as a cargo vessel.
Yes, understand.
Yeah. So this cargo vessel, we have been building several cargo vessel, cargo vessel, we call it cargo passenger. So the previous one we had was built in Romania.
Oh yeah.
Previous to that we have refitted vessel from Germany. Two refitted vessel from Germany, and one built in Romania, and then the other one built in China. So we're working for another vessel for a different group of island down south is called Austral Island.
Okay.
So all these archipelago are so so far from each other.
Yeah.
It's like if you imagine Europe put in French Polynesia with all the ocean and all that. So it's about Europe, a little bigger than Europe.
Wow,
because
that I think that's the furthest away I've ever been. I've been to the Easter Islands once many years ago, and one thing you notice when you fly 4 or 5 hours west from Chile is how big that ocean is.
That's right.
I mean, it's that the next island is not just around the corner, you know.
So just to have how would I say that? Just to let you know that besides the Marquesas Island, we are also going to how is it called, the Austral Island with our south, and these five islands are, how would I say it, four of them are really beachy island.
Yeah.
For those who wants to go vacation and have beach, this is the type of trip right. to take.
Right.
And then we have also we go also to Cook. We just came back from Cook.
Yaru, oh, yeah.
Okay. Pitcairn. And then the Tuamotu Islands. Yeah, the Tuamotu Islands or also Atoll Islands, meaning white sand beach around. So okay. we cross, we go there, and then we go all the way south east of Tahiti. And it's Pitcairn Island. So this voyage is not only a cargo vessel voyage, but it's also discovery, exploration, ecotourism, all that, and culture, right. for sure, and all that mixed.
Okay. Captain Bounty, Captain Bly in Pitcairn. So that means that the cargo ferry that has passenger cabins, that's the one we see behind you, the one with the cargo vessel. That is the one. Yes. Yeah, that's the one that goes to Marquesas, you mentioned, and also the Austral Islands. Yeah.
Yes. This one has been I would say scouting for the next vessel.
Okay.
So. This her main route is going north to the Marquesas Island.
Yeah.
25 voyage during this year 2023, okay. but we took four of the voyages to go to Cook Island, East two Pitcairn Island, and one Austral Island.
Okay.
So cool. this one cool. is scouting for other for the next vessel coming in three years' time.
Okay. What would you say? I mean, it can also be stormy in the Pacific, of course. And which time of the year would you say average or roughly is the best one to go?
Well, in this area, Marquesas Island is way up north, mm-hmm. and somehow it's quite how would I say, quite calm. Of course, I will not lie. It will move. It will. Because of the swell, and not that we do have swell up there, but it's not as bad as some other islands.
Right.
So I would say whole year round is fine.
Okay.
In the Marquesas Island, usually yeah. those islands are have drought. Some of the islands have drought, but I would say all year round.
Okay.
First 6 months is okay. Maybe a little bit during the July month. It's our winter.
Okay.
A little bit of swell, a little bit of wind and rain,
yeah.
but it's good for the islands because they're very dry sometimes.
Yes, understand.
Nothing close to what you have up in, you know, in the northern hemisphere. Nothing.
Okay, understand. May I ask, who are the owners of Aranui Cruises? Is it a locally established company, or who is behind it? Are you behind it all?
Okay, so this journey, I would say this adventure started with Grandpa Grandma Wong, Mr. and Mrs. Wong in the 50s, and then okay. they were into shipping and trading in the Tuamotu Islands,
okay.
Trading with those mother of shell pearl straight from the ocean, and then come back to Tahiti, and then send back to Asia for those button before.
Okay.
And after when nice. The supply depleted, and then we had they had copra, which is the coconut shell,
mm-hmm.
no
yeah.
coconut shell. And so the islanders will grow the coconut and then cut it, and after have it dry, so they grow back the dry coconut for the factory here to have oil. And
okay.
this oil sold worldwide, and it goes in everywhere, in shampoo, in cosmetic, in even food, cookies, and all that.
Fantastic.
So, before Mr. Wong started the company, had bought one first vessel,
mm-hmm.
and then at least one, two, three vessel, and then by 1984, the times were hard, and then there were his offsprings, eight children, but that four brothers, but usually no, mostly three brothers working in that business.
Okay.
Were in the verge of being bankrupt, and they started to put to take passengers. So 1984 is the year where they have passengers, and from there up to now, this is how we put passengers on the cargo vessel.
It's a fantastic history, and I suppose with the surname Wong, and as you also have, Romina, you have, I believe, Southern Chinese background, or did they emigrate from originally?
So my grandfather was born in 1908 in China.
Okay.
Came to Tahiti when he was 11 years old because he had brothers and cousins already established. Some of them from 1850.
Wow.
And my grandma was born in 1915.
Wow.
Yeah, 1915 in Tahiti. And
fantastic.
Then, and then she is like a local girl from Tahiti. And then we are third generation in Tahiti, and we have fourth generation. Some of our children are already nine generation in Tahiti. So we kind of assimilate.
Of course.
French Polynesia is very mixed. You know, they have so many sailors coming in from Holland, Sweden, what else? France, even England. So Chinese, of course, that came because the war in China, they came around here.
Yes, of course.
Very multicultural. Plus a big majority of local people. Polynesian.
It's an incredible story. I must say, I really congratulate you on a job well done. I mean, you have a fantastic cruise service there. You live in a fantastic area of the world, and when I look out the window here, yes, we have blue sky today, but the taxes are high and the politicians are stupid. So, a lot of us here, we would like to go to the Pacific to stay, I can tell you.
Yeah, but bro, it's over three generations. So
yes.
I'm not by myself. I have my other part of the family. My cousin is the CEO. My other cousin with work with us. So,
right.
You know, do that in still in the family's way.
Okay. Could you tell me just a rough idea, how many passengers would you have via your cargo passenger service every year, roughly?
On this vessel, roughly, we have about 3,500 passengers.
Okay.
It doesn't seem very much, but then if you take 12 days with us, about 46,000-48,000 nights with us.
Yeah.
This is how they kind of measure in hotel.
Yes.
So they go by nights. So it's about 48,000 nights with us. That's how it is.
It's
500 passengers. This is our limit for the moment.
And I think also one of your advantages is that the passenger vessel is not like these gigantic Carnival of the Seas or whatever they're called with 4,000-5,000 people. I mean, that's not holiday. Yours is a little bit more exclusive, and you come to some very small places which none of these big ones can come to, I guess.
Yes, that's true, bro. What happened is that we're not in that kind of cruising.
No.
We are very a niche, and then so we want to have no more than 300 passenger. We are in 200, mid 200. For us is enough, and then those islands are not that big. They cannot have that many people, and then we want all our passenger to be able to do all the activities we present for them daily.
I think that's a wise move, because very quickly too many tourists can also destroy the islands. I mean, we have already seen in Europe places like Venice, they already start to say no thank you to tourists, because they just destroy it all. Thousands of people walking the streets. I mean, it's not tourism, it's a mass destruction, actually.
Yeah, so, you know, we have to work with the islanders.
Yeah.
First of all, we have this label called Green Marine. So we have some limit for the environment and all that. So we have to follow that. Of course, we also have an international license to go, I mean, to go out. International, we can go international, but so we keep all these in case we do other, because when we do dry docking, we go to we used to go to New Zealand, we go to Australia, so we have to keep the vessel international level.
Yes.
Then those islands are small, there are not that many people, but it's like a discovery to the passengers, exploration. And then there are a lot of exchange and then authenticity with them.
Yeah.
And we work with them. So we are in the green tourism in a way. And also what it's now, I would say, up to date or in fashion, we call it inclusive and durable tourism.
Yeah, so sustainable tourism. Yeah,
sustainable. So we like to work with islanders, so help them. Sometimes they're isolated. They want to have vessels. They want to have people around. So we come with them, and we are with them for a day. And so they are really welcome.
Yes. Fantastic. Yeah. Now it's you have a very big function besides only tourism. You also serve like a lifeline, like a lifeline for many of these islands, and doing it in a smart way and not in an exploitive way seems to be. I think you have a really good business model there. That's also why I'm very happy to let all my contacts around the world know more about you. One thing I would like to ask, how do you see here at the end, how do you see the bookings for let's say 2023, 2024? How long time in advance should we advise the viewers here to book? Because I believe it's a popular route. How long time in advance?
Usually I would say some people who knows already they want to travel next year, why don't you reserve now, and then after just pay your dues every month, and then it'll be easy at the end of the 45 days prior departure, everything is fine.
Yes.
So we are putting this product for sale in all the countries.
Yeah.
European are very active. Mm-hmm. So whenever the potential employer is interested, please look and then reserve.
Yes. And,
because we only have 100 cabin. Now with some from dormitory to regular. A regular cabin with portholes and some with balcony, so we have a wide range for all pockets.
Yes, I did see that. I actually confirm what you say, because the trip I had just to South Africa here 3 months ago, that particular owner's cabin I was taking, it's already fully booked for the whole of next year. So I can certainly echo what you say to all viewers listening here to us. Look into their website quickly and book soon. So if you want an adventure of a lifetime. So that's good, Romina. I think I don't have so many other questions, except it's your product is something I have looked at over the years, and I felt it was a fantastic chance to speak to you. So I want to say formally many, many thanks for this interview, Romina.
Well, thank you, bro, for choosing us. We're very proud, because for me, the job is already half done, because we have already your audience who knows the cargo.
Yes.
Otherwise, we have to convince the potential passengers, yes, it's a cargo, but we have passengers and all that. So when they see right away, oh, cargo, oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, no, why? So. Whereas right now your audience know already how is a cargo vessel, and then plus added a comfortable public spaces and then cabins.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Right away, imagine themselves on board.
Yeah. No. It's a fantastic way of traveling, and to everyone I meet, I also sing the praises of going by cargo ship. So I fully agree with you, Romina. Thank you very much. And
thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And to all our listeners, viewers, and readers from around the world, this was yet another great interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today has been Miss Romina Wong. She's the director of cruises at the world-famous Aranui Cruises, based in French Polynesia in Tahiti. And they call all of the fantastic islands that we all dream about, the Marquesas, the Austral Islands, Cook Island, Pitcairn, where Captain Bligh was last seen a couple of hundred years ago. So you should look into their website, place your booking, and get going before it's too late. So for me, thank you very much, and stay tuned for more interviews in the near future. Thank you.